We learned out of the pasuk from Lecha that the person is not chayv by rov by motzi and chometz is not his. Hiksha Rav Reb Yankiv the lines, like the famous Baal Tosfos of Yankiv. The hocha lematzrich trei kroi umuti nochi v'gavoya the mechal d'chom ematino tavayu. Tosfos says that it comes up in this Gemara that I only need to have one lecha to knock out Nochri and Gavoya. But Tosfos, when Nochri's Perek of Yishmol, come out, Treri Sasechem, by the mitzvah of Chala, the Gemara learns out, out of Arisei Sechem, Yoni Chayiv, it's your dough, not if it's a goy's dough, not if it's akum muti nochi v'chad muti hekdish. This is a simple kasha. When it comes to chametz, you sit down in the seats. Where is it? Shlomo sit down. A simple kasha. When it comes to chametz, and I want to be my mate, nochi and gavoya, one lechad does the job. Yet when it comes to challah, I need two miyutim. One for Nochri and one for Gavoya. A simple kasha. Advertises a dechik. Umiyu b'sfarim midiyokim grazinon chad k'dei aritzosechem pirish kishir isas midor v'chad isas hektish. There's a girs over there that learns that no, one aritzosechem does the job. The other aritzosechem is coming to teach me the shir of which amount of Isa Yechayev Mechalon. And that's the shear of the dough in the midbar, which is the shear of the Omer Lagogolis, which is the shear of the man. Like we heard from Rabbi Abramov on the Suda Friday night, for those who listen to this. Well, bigger job. The Chay Nira, the gracious Agaz, the Ashina, Marisa Sechem, Kidea Risa Sechem. So we have Tosis over here. Tosis, by the way, yes, the Kashi is in the very short time. It's against the Pashas of the Gemara. The Gemara says that by a chometz, in order to knock out Nochri and Gavoya, they not chayav, one lechot does the job. And by chala, Arisa Sechem, your dough, you need two Arisa Sechems, one for Nochri and Gavoya. This is a dechik. We have a different gersa. We only have one Arisa Sechem available. Fekta Shagazari, a famous kasha in Simen Pegimel. Fekta Shagazari, a famous kasha in Simen Pegimel. A famous kasha. Fekta Shagasari that he doesn't say to his kasha. Atke de kach, he says, lakasha midi. He says, the kasha doesn't stop. And we're going to see when the process ends, we don't understand the kasha of Shagasari. But at surface level, the Shagasari is like this. Shagasari says, I don't understand you. Haloi bechometz. The din is that chometz, in order to be over chometz, chometz has to be yours. He says, the Shagasari, if he belongs to another Yisrael, if he belongs to a guy, he belongs to a Gavoya. If it's Hefker, you're not over. Oh, it has to be yours. So we bow by Chometz, the din is it has to be yours. Anything else that's not yours, you're not over. So for that, one Lecha does the job. Lecha, it has to be yours. Not Chometz, not Nochri, not Gavoya, not Hefker, not another Yisrael. It's not Lecha. In fact, the Hilgish Akasari, by Chala, the din that a person's Chayiv Chal does not ask if the dough is yours. If a guy has somebody else's dough, if a guy's Jewish dough, Al Korchuch says the Shagasari, the Torah is not makbid, that has to be yours. If the Torah is not makbid, it has to be yours, so why is it Nochri no good? Because it's Goy Yishachamid, there's a Ptor called Goy. There's a Ptor called Gavaya. Well, of course, you need two miyutim. What did it talk about? As a matter of fact, the Hezeg Shagasari in Simen Pei Gimel, he says that, to say it bluntly, you can't compare chometz to challah, because by challah, that a nochri and gavoya apotah is not because it's not yours. Say bluntly, that nochri and gavoya apotah and challah is not because it's not yours. It doesn't have to be yours. Although you chayav on dough of somebody else, even though it's not lechol. El meis why apotah? Because it's a nochri's. That's one pasuk. Nochri's a goyish chometz is potah. It's a goyish challah, goyish dough, a goyish isa is mufka from the chiyah challah. Gavoya mufka. So it's a poiter. It's not because it's a lack of being yours. It doesn't have to be yours. As they affect the Shagasari, what in the world is Tosis asking? I have a simple teretz to the kasha of Tosis, like Carvel's, teretz is simple. Like chometz, where you need to be yours, so l'cha covers everything. If it's not yours, you bought it. Mashenke and by chale, it doesn't need to be yours. It doesn't need to be yours. You chayev chale, even a chometz, he said it's not yours. So why tak is nachri potter? Not because it's not yours, because it's a nachri. For that, you need one pasuk. And why is gavaya potter? Because it's a gavaya. That means gavaya and nachri are potter, not because they're not yours. Gavaya and nachri are potter because it's a pointer called nachri. The pointer called gavaya. For that, you need two pasuk. As I fact, the Shagasari on Tosis, he doesn't understand what Tosis kasha to begin with is. The kasha doesn't start. Comes along the base mayor over here in Zimatov and Gil. And the base mayor says it's simple teretz. Tosis holds like Rashi. Says the base mayor, a simple teretz, which I'm sure you all thought of. The base mayor tells us like Rashi. The pechametz also? It doesn't have to be yours. Halashitas Rashi, Pnei Yeshua, Goyen taught us yesterday, is that your chayiv, even a chametz, is not yours, as long as the chametz will be so. As I talked to the base mayor, he says, what's the problem? He says, Tosis holds like Rashi. The pechametz also doesn't have to be yours. Your chayiv, even if it's chametz of a yid, somebody else needs it. Chametz is exactly like challah. Your chayiv, even if it's another Jew, it doesn't have to be yours. The mouth doesn't have to be yours. So chametz and challah are exactly the same. In both places, it doesn't have to be yours. And nachri and gavoya is potter. And here you need one pasuk, you need two pasukim. As I said, the base mayor, simple teretz on Tosis. Once we have a Zar Rashi who holds that it doesn't have to be yours, by chametz, your chayiv on chametz of another Yisrael. So the chametz and challah are identical. It doesn't have to be yours. There's a mir for nachri, there's a mir for gavoya. Over here, one pasuk is enough. Over here, you need two pasukim. As I said, the base mayor, a simple teretz that Tosis over here holds like Rashi. But you say it's not a but it's all right. Actually, Rashi also says it's not a kasha. We see anything in Tosis. What you say?
Tosis said that
Trey Quinn
is
really not the Gemara. It's not like Rashi.
Yeah.
The Gemara uses the lashon of Nachri, by the way. The Gemara says Nachri Shekibashta and Nachri Shiyata Kibashta. Understand? Say it. But anyway, it's not going to help for Tosis. You say it? It doesn't help. It doesn't help. It's not the answer. How do we know it's not the answer? What? I can hear you. Very good. So first of all, that's not a right. You could elect the going. It's a choice. Okay? Why are you making faces? One second. We're not going to waste time on this because it's not a terror. It's for a simple reason. The Chiddush Aran over here asks Tosis Kasha word for word. The Chiddush Aran over here asks Tosis Kasha word for word. And the Chiddush Aran on Daf Dalet says, you're not over on Chomesh, it's not yours, and Maske V'Secher. It doesn't work this Teretz. Because the Chiddush Aran by us is Tosis Kasha from Chalat here. And the Chiddush Aran is the Mor D'Shmeitz on Daf Dalet and Dalet, and Maske V'Secher and Zed, that the Secher is not over. Why? Because it's not his Chomesh. Even though it's a Jewish Chomesh. Step first in the Chiddush Aran, he doesn't hold like Rashi, he doesn't hold like the Pnei Yeshua and the Goyen, and yet he has the Kasha over here. So it comes back to Kasha, the Shagasari. What's the Kasha? Chometz and Chalav no shaykh to each other. The Chometz, it has to be yours, and therefore one pasuk is enough. Hashenke b'chal, it doesn't have to be yours, and therefore I need two pasukim for Nochri and for Gavoya. As I think the Shagasari, the taste of Kasha doesn't make any sense. Mike, we're okay?
Yeah.
What? As I think the Helige Shagasari. It's like this. In order to answer the Shagasari's Kasha, and when I'm finished with the answer, I'll agree that I don't understand his kasha. I went back and searched in my notes from the last 35 years. I hope you'll have notes. Every 5 years. And I saw that at the end of the day, over the years that goes by, I less and less understand what the kasha was. At some point I wrote the Any Maven. Yeah, but I'll translate a different time. I want to go on a journey. De Velt says this to us, but I'm going to say it in a much more exciting and elaborate way to bring out the power of what the answer to the kasha is. I printed out to you on the sheets today a fascinating zach. I'm a Kor Chaim and a Sivis and Simon Tufnun Dals of Cotton Aleph, which will bring out the power of what I'm trying to say. Simon Tufnun Dals of Cotton Aleph brings out the power of what I want to say. In Siman Tufnun Dals of Cotton Aleph, which is the bottom of the sheets of the printout today, the other will learn it inside later, okay? You'll learn it up inside. I want to say over a Mavel Dikim Akor Chaim, It's one of the most geschmackiest things you ever heard. I'm not exaggerating for a change. Now, Kochaim brings Akasha. SM, the Shagasari, asks, fascinating kasha. Listen to kasha that the Helikim of Kochaim, the Nesivas asks, which opens up our minds. Now, Kochaim over here quotes a famous Rosh that Taz Paskins like him. The Rosh Paskins that a person's not allowed to use matzah gzula. He stole the matzah, he's not allowed to give it to matzah gzula. Because the Gemara later on learns out, gzera shov of lachem lachem from challah. Just like challah of maisa sheni, you're not chayav on because it's not called yours. Likewise, matzah of maisa sheni, it has to be yours, says the Rosh, if we make a hekesh from challah, that it has to be yours. So matzah gzula, you're not over, you can't be yates with matzah gzula because it's not matzaschem. I repeat, the Rosh Paskins la'alocha is brought down la'alocha, you cannot steal matzah, besides the problem of mitzvah baba vera. You can't use matzah gzula because it's not matzaschem. And it's a hekesh from challah, because we learn how many dinim from challah of Isa. It says lechem b'challah, lechem oini. So we learn how dinim from challah. One of the dinim from challah is it has to be yours and not stolen. Frekna nesivis mekro chayim, listen to this kasha. Frekna nesivis, I don't understand. There's a riddle here. Listen to this riddle. The din is that if you steal dough, you stole chayiv in challah and you make challah. I repeat, if a guy steals dough, he stole dough. And you are mafresh challah, the challah is chal. It's not yirisasechem, you stole it. So the Gemara over there says that the bracha that you made is not a good bracha because it's mitzvah b'avera. Frekta Rekor Chaim, a famous riddle. You're telling me that matzah that's stolen, you're not yoytzeh with. Matzah gzula is not matzaschem. And where's it learned that out of? From challah. But by challah itself, if you steal dough, you are chayiv challah. And you are chayiv challah. A riddle, a famous riddle, a good Jewish riddle. The Rosh Paskins la'alocha, you'll read it inside, it's crystal clear, the piece. The Rosh Paskins la'alocha, that matzah gzula that's stolen, it's not called matzaschem and you're not yoytzeh. And where's it learned out of a hekesh of lechem lechem from challah, the challah itself? If you steal the dough, you make challah, it's good challah. How could that be? You're learning it out from challah, and the challah itself is stolen. Says the Nesivis, a simple, brutal, lumdish teretz. Avada, saibai challah, saibai matzah, there's a din that it has to be yours. Aye, so how could it be that by matzah gzula, if it's stolen, you're not over? And by challah, it's challah, even though you stole it. He says, very simple. In both cases, it has to be lacha, it has to be a risa sechem. But by challah, it's a din in the chefza, and by matzah, it's a din in the gavra. And I'm going to explain what I just meant. The chi of challah stems from the isra tevel on the dough. When a guy makes dough, makes a certain amount of dough, he makes the shear of the dough becomes tevel. And the tevel that the dough is, you're not allowed to eat the tevel, is what requires to make hafarshas challah to be misak in the dough that it's royu to eat, for royu tachilo. So the yisoid of isa stems from dinim in the chefetz. That means the isa becomes tevel, and once the isa becomes tevel, the challah is a derivative, a teilada of the tevel of the isa to fix the tevel. But the trigger that's mechayiv A and allows you B to make the challah, the afrashas challah, is the fact that the dough is tevel. So dinim in the challah stem from the dinim of the isa. Slowly. Says the Nesivis, the Mekor Chaim, it's all printed out here live on front of you. Says the Marita Gezach. A guy stole dough. It's dough. A guy stole chitim, excuse me. He stole wheat. And he made dough. This dough, listen to the shayla, is it tevel or it's not tevel? Is it tevel or it's not tevel? We'll start with that. So tell me what I mean. The dough is not tevel because it was stolen. The answer is, what do you mean it was stolen? The dough belongs to somebody? The dough belongs to somebody? It belongs to a Jew? Is it owned privately by somebody? Yes. So of course the dough becomes tevel. You're asking me, it's not a risa sechem or it's not a risa sechem? The dough is a risa sechem. It might not be a risa sechem by the guy who's doing it hafarshas challah, but the dough itself is Yiddish a dough, for sure. Is it owned privately? Absolutely. So if I'll ask you, I want to know the dough. I want to put the dough under a microscope. This dough is tevel. Of course it's tevel. It's privately owned Jewish dough. You tell me the Bible doesn't know about it. Who cares? The Bible's not here. I'll say better. The Bible's not mafresh l'challah. Who cares? The dough itself. I want to ask you, the dough itself, is it sad in the world that it's not tevel? Why not? Because it's stolen? What does it mean? The dough doesn't belong to somebody? It's Jewish dough. It's a risoseichem dika dough. Of course, it belongs to a private person. So the dough itself becomes tevel. That's a no-brainer. Once the dough itself becomes tevel, because the dough belongs to somebody, the ability to mafresh challah is a result of that. This dough is tevel. The din of challah is to mafresh challah. Somebody else can go be mafresh it, because the dinim of tevel, the risoseichem, the dinim of challah begin with the dinim of the dough. Is this din tevel? Is it become oimit for Canada's mafresh challah? So Mela says that, you see, this is Dover Poshut, that the reason why Avada is a din of Lecha by dough. I said, why if I steal the dough, steal the wheat, I make dough machayiv? Because it's not stolen. The object belongs to somebody. The dough is not stolen. I'm a goslin. The dough itself has a private owner. The dough is a risa sechem to dough. Just because it's in somebody else's backyard, in somebody else's kitchen, it's not going to become tevel. Avada not. When I want to go dana, what is the din of the dough? I dana, does the dough belong to somebody or not? Is the dough is tevel? That's a no-brainer. Once it's tevel, ready, 1 second. Once it's tevel, you ever heard this story before? So wait, listen. Yeah, when I was your age, I waited a week before I responded to such a thing. No. Yeah, once it's tevel already, yeah. What? He thinks I'm his wife. Yeah. My wife, it's 2 days, me it's a week. Yeah, once it's tevel already, once it's tevel, I could be mafresh chal afterwards. That's already a tevelada. Once it's chal in the din of itself, that it's chal in the cheftza, I'm using the word, by the way, of the what do you call it? Avada, it's tevel. Once it's tevel, of course I could be mafresh chal already. That's already a tevelada. That's the result. The dinam of chal is stemmed from the din tevel in the isa. This isa belongs to somebody. What if I care that it's stolen or not? Slowly. Hashem Kane, when you steal matzah, what's the problem with matzah gzula? Is something wrong with the matzah? What's the problem with matzah gzula? It's the wrong matzah? Or it's in the gavra that you can't be yotze with matzah that's not yours because your eating is not the right eating. How's I learned? It's the wrong matzah? Or it's in the gavra that you can't do the maisa mitzvah with this thing because your relationship with this matzah, what we call yachas yesterday, the famous word. Yeah? Your relationship with the matzah is a relationship of stealing. So you can't be yotze. A maisa achila with a matzah, because it's not your matzah. That's a davar poshut. You'll tell me the matzah belongs to somebody private. I'm not interested who the matzah belongs to. The matzah doesn't interest me. You'll all agree with me that by mitzvah achilas matzah, the state of the matzah doesn't interest me. I'll say it better. The din that you do mitzvah achilas matzah is a din that's chal in the matzah, that the matzah needs to be eaten. Chas v'shalom. There's no dinim in the matzah. There's a din on the gavra to eat the matzah. Now, if the matzah is stolen, the gavra is not yaitza with stolen matzah. The meila. Says the Hilga Nesiv is to answer this riddle. What was the kasha? The kasha was a riddle. You tell me that matzah gzula can't be yetzu with, and it's learned out of challah, and challah gzula you could be yetzu with. The answer is in both places there's a din of lecha. In both places there's a risay seichem. Just the din of a risay seichem in challah is a din of the chefza. So this chefza is an a risay seichem dika dough. It's owned privately. Hashenke and buy matzah, it's a din of the gavra and the maisa mitzvah. So klapi the oisa mitzvah, it's not his. So we have the right to learn out matzah gzula from challah. We have the right to learn out matzah gzula from challah. In both places, there's a din of lecha. It has to belong to you. Just over there, the din of lecha is a vekishtelt in the chefza. And here, the din of lecha is a vekishtelt. Mosh, I'll give you an answer. Where would there be an afkamina of lecha by challah? When it's maisa sheni. Maisa sheni is momen gavoya. So then it's not a lechod de gado. When it's not a lechod de gado, you won't be chayim on it. But when it's a lechod de gado, I look at the dough versus the owner of the dough. I don't look at the versus the guy who's doing the challah, because the dinim of challah stem from dinim in the dough, whether it's tevel or not. That's how the Nesiv is in Mekor Chaim, Simon Tov Nundal, Zekor and Aleph, answers the riddle of the Shagas Aryeh, how could Matzah Gzula be Potter when it's learned out of Chal and Chal Gzula's Chayev? The answer is, they're both exactly the same din. They're both a din of Lecha. They're both a din of Lecha. Just here the Lecha is copy the Chefza, and here the Lecha is copy the Gavra. That's Niflamoid. In light of that, so I don't understand the Kasha of the... I don't think the kasha of the Shagas Aryeh. In light of that, the kasha of Shagas Aryeh doesn't start. And the terrorism I'm going to say now is so richtig. I don't know what the Shagas Aryeh is. And who are we to argue on a Shagasari? We're nothing. What's Shagasari is kasha? By Chomis, Fekhti Shagasari, there's a din. I'm going to say in the most blunt, forceful way. What's Shagasari is kasha? How could Tosis compare Chomis to Chala? Chala needs two psukim, Chomis needs one. What was his kasha? Chomis, one pasuk is enough, because if it's not yours, you're potter, right? One pasuk, it's not yours. So he asked the kasha and said, but by Chala, if it's not yours, you're chayiv. So you see, it doesn't have to be yours, correct? What was his kasha? His kasha was that by chala, it doesn't have to be yours. Therefore, you need two psukim. By chametz, it has to be yours. What was his kasha? By chametz, one pasuk is enough because it has to be yours. By chala, it doesn't have to be yours. That's why you need two psukim. It's not true. By chala, it has to be yours. Chala and chametz are identically the same. By chala, it has to be lachal. You'll ask me, how could it be lachal if I'm over on somebody else's? I'm chayav chala on somebody else's dough. Because the lacha is the owner of the dough. It has to be a lacha the owner. He felt that he proved from the other kasha of the matzah gzula that the din of lacha by chal is the din of the chefset, not the din of the gabra. We prove from the riddle of the nesivis, which is the shagasari's kasha. We prove from the teretz of the nesivis on the shagasari's kasha that the din of lacha by isa is the din of the chefset of what type, is it a lacha the gadol? And what? And by chametz, and by chametz, one second. And so therefore, once we prove that, so the answer is a simple teretz. What was the kasha of the shagasari and pei gimel? How can you pay chametz to chala? The chala, it doesn't have to be yours. And about it doesn't have to be yours. You need two psukim, one for nachi, one for gavoya. By chametz, it has to be yours. So it's not true. By chala, it also has to be yours. By chala, it also has to be lecha. How can you tell me by chala, it has to be lecha? If I'm chayiv chal on somebody else's isa, because that's called a lacha deka isa, because the lacha of chal is in the chepsa, not in the gavra. But avada is a din of lacha. The din of chametz and chala are identical. They both have a din that it has to be lacha. It has to be lacha deka, has to be yours. They're both identically the same. It has to be yours. I but chala doesn't have to be yours. The answer is, yours of who? Who's the yours? By chametz, it has to be the yours of who? Of the one who's being over the Ba'yira. Who's the one who's being over the Ba'yira? My Rabbi Isai. Who's the one who's being over Ba'yira? The one who's being over Ba'yira is who? Is the guy who's holding it. The one who's owning it in his house. It has to be the lecha of the one being over the Ba'yira by Matzeh. The lecha of the one being over the Ba'yira by Matzeh. If that's true, so avada and avada, it's not lecha. The chametz is not yours. Mashenke by chala, the lecha is the lecha of who owns the dough. So avada, it's called the lecha. This dough is lecha the gadol, belongs to somebody. And Mela, the whole premise of the shagasari is kasha, according to what we're saying, the nesivis is wrong. Chametz and chala are identical. There's a din lecha by chametz, and there's a din lecha by chala. What's the riddle? By chametz, you're not over on something which is not lecha, by chala you are. The answer is by chala, it is called lecha, even though it's not yours, because the lecha of chala is measured, does the chafza belong to somebody? Is it a lecha dika isa? Is it a dough that belongs to somebody? The Mela, Tosis has 100% legitimate right to ask, a funny thing. I have two places in the Torah, where the Torah is makbid on lecha, and yet in one place, I need two psukim for Nafri and Gavoya. And one place, one pasuk is enough. My high. I have two places where the Torah was makbid on lecha. The Torah was makbid on your chametz, your challah. And then when it comes to Nafri and Gavoya, here I need two psukim, here I need one. In both places, the Torah was makbid on lecha. You'll ask me, by challah, you don't need lecha. Not true. You need lecha by challah. Just the lecha of challah is in the chafsa, not in the gavra. It's not in the lecha of the guy being mafish the challah. It's in the lecha of the isa, is the isa lecha the chametz. Where do I see this yisoid, that the lecha of challah is measured by who owns the dough, not who's doing the hafrasha, from the other riddle of the Bikar Chaim? That we find matzah gzula, you're not yotza, and yet when it comes to challah gzula, you are. The answer is, in both places, they're exactly the same. This is the lecha. Just in challah, the lecha is measured by the dough, and by matzah, it's measured by the oichel, and by chametz, it's measured by the guy who's oichel by yorah by matzah. That's niflu moi, namita shal tayra. Memela, the shagas ayis kasha doesn't start. Frekta is a kasha. I have two places in the Torah. I have two places in the Torah where the Torah was makbid on lecha. And yet, to be ma'id anochi in a gavoya, one place one pasuk does the job, one place I need two pasukim. If lecha is ma'id everything else, so the same way by chametz lecha knocks out everything else, let the lecha over there knock out everything else. I think the shakas ayeh, you don't need lecha by chala. It's not true. You need lecha by chala. Have a raya. The gemara learns out matzaschem from chala. The Gemara learns out matzaschem from chala. The answer is you need lecha by chala. If you need lecha by chala, how could you be mafresh chala somebody else's dough? Because the lecha of chala is not measured by the gavru who's mafresh the chala. The lecha of chala is measured of is the dough on lecha dika chala. That's MS Lamita Shel Torah. Ad kedei kach that as I get older, I don't think the shakas has kasha. That's what the shakas wants. What's his kasha? That by the shakas I printed that I printed out for you today says that by chala there's no din of lecha. There's only a p'tur of nachi. So it's not true. By chala is a din of lecha. First of all, you have the nesivus is right. It says matzaskan. Of course, there's a din of lecha. I have this din of lecha. How could you be make chala on dough that's not yours? Because the din of lecha is in the dough. Because all the dinim of chala stem from the chaloi's din of the dough is the dough tevel. In order for the dough to be tevel, it has to be lecha tikka dough. If it's not lecha tikka dough, it's not chala din tevel. Is a male? I know what the Shagazai is talking about. Avada and avada chala and chametz are identical. In both places, you need lecha. Yet in one place, to be Mamayit Nochri and Gavoy, I need two psukim. And the other place, I need one pasuk. You'll tell me, what do you mean you need lecha bechala? We see bechala, mechayim chala on somebody else's dough. The answer is the requirement of lecha by dough is a din in the dough, not a din in the guy being mafresh the chala. But they're both identical, then it says lecha.
Shouldn't necessarily be true by
a Nochri and
what happens if he has like the graph?
What are you talking about?
I'm
in Texas now. We'll get to you in a second. You're saying good. One thing at a time. What's that what I said? That's Texas. That's the emes of Shat La Mita Shel Torah in the Teretz on the Shagas Ayis Kasha on what he asked. If that's true, Ayetzi Vidvareinu. Now let's go further. So why is there a chalik between the lecha of chala and the lecha of chametz? Simple. Because the dinam of chala stem from the state of the isa. Is the isa a lecha dik isa? The answer is, very think about it. The isa is not tevel, it belongs to somebody. This isa is lecha, it belongs to somebody, it's tevel. Chala, but by chametz. Now we go weiter. And why by chametz? Don't I care who the chametz belongs to? It's a lecha dik chametz. So the pashtus is like I said yesterday. The miyat of by rabbi motzev lecha is din on the gavra. You want me to be over by Rabbi Matzah? It has to be my chametz. Like I explained to many of you last night, what's the din of lecha? Lecha is the din in what type of chametz? Lecha is the din in what type of chametz? Lecha is the din that if it's not yours, it's not your own lecha. You have to own the chametz. So who's the Torah talking to when the Torah says you have to own the chametz? So you tell me what do you mean? Chametz is owned by a Jew. Who cares? We're talking about the gavra being over the avera. Yeah, there's a different pashat. By Rabbi Matzah, the lecha is defined by the guy being over the avera. In order to be over that by a Rabbi Matzah, the chametz has to be called yours. If it's not yours, then it's not called you have chametz. It's not called you did the Avera. But by chala, where the dinim stem from the chefza, which is this chala tevel? And that depends, does the chala belong to somebody? About over there, once it belongs to somebody, over. And that's why Tosfos held that chala and chametz are identically the same in the fact that both of them have a din of lecha. Just here it's in the chefza, here it's in the gavra. Male effect faces, now that they both have a din alacha. Why in one place is there a meat of two, and why over here is a meat of one? If he said, I want to say what he said. If he said, I want to say a tremendous ufreis, a tremendous zach. If he said, I have a new understanding in Rashi. Rashi says that if it's Jewish chametz, you're over. So I asked yesterday, klapi my relationship with the chametz, klapi my holding of the chametz, klapi my having chametz, although there's no difference between the two things, right? There's no difference between whether it's a Gaisha chametz or a Jewish chametz, it's not mine. That's a no-brainer, correct? That's a double punch. There's no killer for chametz. So, what's the shot taka? What's Takarib Shat? So he said yesterday, because it's in the Chefza. The Fiat Rome Eila, I have a new understanding of what Chefza means. The Chah of Chometz is exactly like the Chah of Chalah. What is Lachomim Bechala? The guy who's mafresh the challah has to own it? No, it has to be an Arisay Seichem Dika Challah. We don't have a raya that Bechala did in the Chefza. The Kasha of the Makro Chaim. Matzuk Matzuk Zula, Isa Zula. The Teretz says that the definition of your Isa is dependent on the state of the dough. Zarkech HaPash Dezach. Rashi learns that the din of Lecho Bechometz is like Bechala, not the way Tosis learns. Tosis learns that the gather of the miut is the din of the Gavra. That you means you, the one who's being over that era. So, and that we say, it has to be yours. Sechometz of Yisrael, Sechometz of Agoy, Sechometz of Agoya. If there's a Kasha, there's a din in you, why would they want part of it? But Rashi holds the din in the Chefza. Rashi holds that the din of Chometz is exactly like Chala. Once we prove that Bechala, what did I prove from Challah? I proved from the Mekor Chaim from Challah a wondrous Maisa. I proved from the Mekor Chaim in Challah a mavel dikazach. I proved from the Mekor Chaim in Challah that there's a din of Lecha that's Chal in the Chepsa, that's a Lecha dike Isa. And that's why it's stolen Isa, Yimafresh Challah. That's why Tosis compares it to Chametz. It's a din, there is a din of Lecha, but it's a Lecha in the Chepsa. Once I know that there's such a phenomenon of having a din of lecha on the chefza, does the chefza be belong to somebody? So Rashi learned that's the lecha bechametz. The lecha bechametz is the other side of the chakira. That the Torah said it has to be yours is not because if it's not yours, you're not over. Not because if by not like Tosis learns, because if it's not yours, you're not over. That's what Tosis learns. Not because if it's not yours, you're not over. Rather, Tosis understood. That's not because if it's not yours, it's not over. That's not the pshat. The pshat is the din in the chefza. That's the wrong type of chametz. And Yivald, it's the wrong type of chametz. It's chametz which is all the chadika chametz. It's chametz that belongs to Yisrael. Al chametz that belongs to Yisrael, I'm over. It's lo yirol lecha. It's halach in the chefza. Chametz which is a lecha. You ask me, whoever heard such a thing that we define lecha by the chefza? Whoever heard such a thing that we define a lecha by the chefza? Whoever heard such a zachachal? Whoever heard such a zachachal? The answer is in Arisa Sechem, I see such a sach that the Adinim that Achal in the Chepza. Mele Rashi learned is the Ufrais in Rashi that Rashi says that if it's Jewish chametz mechatesi. The answer is, I say it bluntly, it's lecha chametz. It's loyro lecha. It has to be lecha chametz. It's lecha chametz. By dough, it's called lecha dough. It's called lecha chametz. It's dough. It's chametz that belongs to somebody. And Rashi learned that the miyad is not in the maisa avera. That if it's not yours, you're not doing the avera. Rashi learns the miyad is in. It's not lecha dika chametz. If it's lecha dika chametz, it's over. And if he's I have pshat in the Rashi mevavam beis. Yesterday we brought down an interesting Rashi in the mevavam beis that was mashma. You can argue on the diak, Mike, but we have a Rashi in the mevavam beis that's mashma. One part of the Rashi is Mefurish. Rashi over there says that if you were Mafresh Chala and you didn't give it to a Kohen yet, Rashi said, you're not over by Rav Motzi. If it goes to a Kohen, then you're over. Rashi says when you were Mafresh it, yesterday Akasha, why aren't you over? It's Jewish Chametz. Like the B'nai Yeshua, it's a Pella, it's Jewish Chametz. Like the Kohen, it's Jewish Chametz. See, Advarma Eilat's Niflamoid. It's not Jewish, it's not about Jewish Chametz. It's about lecha. When you gave it to the Sheva Kun, it's not lecha dika chametz. It doesn't belong to anybody privately. That's the emes of pshat and Rashi daf mevav. I think I once heard this from Rav Asher, but I'm saying if not, anyway. The answer to the quandary daf mevav, where it's mashma, first of all, it's clear in Rashi that Kol Zman you gave it to the kahuna, you're not over. Rashi, why not? It's Jewish chametz. Moshe lef pshat, and the going was Jewish chametz. Or like the Pnei Yeshua, Jewish chametz. So it's Jewish chametz. The answer is, it's not about Jewish Chametz Bechal. I'm saying I'm out of the Gazach. It's about Lecha. Does it belong to a Yid? Not, it's Jewish versus Goyish. Is it Lecha Dika Chametz? So, the minute you give it to a Kohen, it's Lecha Dika Chametz. When it's Sheva Kahuna, it's not Lecha Dika Chametz. It's not owned by somebody. So the reason why you're not over when it's Sheva Kahuna, because it's not Lecha. Because it's not Lecha. See, it's the reason why the Goyen, the Bnei Yeshua learned in Rashi that you're over when it's Yisrael Acher is because some sort of rock called Jewish Chametz which you have the ability to get rid of, etc., 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 etc. Seder. That's Kenzayin, maybe. But if I don't want to learn like that, and I have a Rhyme like that, because by Sheva Kahuna I see that you're not over. The answer is because it's not Lecha. What do you mean it's not Lecha? And why is Lecha more Lecha? Because the answer is Lecha means yours. But yours, like Rashi, means the owner of the Chametz. yours mean the owner of the chametz. It has to be a lecha dika chametz. Now, ksheva kahuna is not privately owned. It's owned by the general kahuna. That's not called lecha. It doesn't belong to anybody. So it's not lecha dika chametz. And Yibalda is not lecha dika chametz. It's not privately owned. It's not called lecha. That's the emes ateres. Once we went to step one in Rashi and say that the lecha and Rashi is in the keftza, just like we found by Isav Chala, once we found that diamond, that treasure, that there's a chaleis din on the lecha, which is a din in the chefza, and that's the pshat in Rashi, how Rashi learned. Now I can go a step further. And the step further I'm saying is, if that's true, so then the lecha is a simple pshat. It has to be a lecha dika chametz. If you'll ask me and say, and what's the pshat in Sheva Kuna? Sheva Kuna is not lecha, it's not properly owned. That's lecha niflamoid. One second. I can hear you. Yesterday's raid, that is a general raid, of first according to Bnei Yeshua, for sure not. And according to yesterday's raid, if the pshat and Rashi was what we call Jewish chametz, Yilcha means Yisrael. So then Sheva Kuna is also Yisrael. I'm saying it's not a vote of Lecha means Yisrael. Lecha means privately owned. I want to express what he just said. The Goyin said that if it's the Chometz of Yisrael Yoyva, so what did the base mayor say? Because Lecha means Jews. So I said, Jews? Sheva Kuna is also Jews. I'm saying Lecha doesn't mean Jews. Lecha means yours. I'm saying Lecha doesn't mean Jews. Lecha means privately owned, not Yisrael as a Klal Yisrael. Lecha means you, privately owned. Just the Chometz is a Lecha Dikra Chometz. Here a second. I want to chazor one akuda here. One second. So, what I was saying is as follows. The Rishonim who held that a person is not over on all chametz that's not his. Yisrael, Nachri, Gavoya. Obviously all learn that lecha means what? The gavra. It's not the lecha, the guy's being over the vera. The chametz belongs to somebody. The chametz is a lecha, the chametz. So the Rishonim who hold that you're not over on any chametz, the Chiddush HaRan, Rabbeinu David. Rishonim who hold, which is by the way the baseline shot on Rishonim, the Rashi is a Chiddush. The Rishonim who hold that you're not over on chametz which is not yours. Why not? Because you need lecha. The chametz belongs to somebody. I use the lashon of the Nesivis, the Kor Chaim. It belongs to somebody. He says, I'm interested in who it belongs to. I'm interested in me. So those Rishonim who hold that you're not over on chametz is not yours is because the mi is a mi in the gavra. What's not the gavra? The one who's being over the veira, in order for him to have a kesher to the chametz, it has to be his chametz, otherwise it's not over. By chala, there's also a din lechala, like we proved. So the din of a chala is not defined by the guy being mafresh lechala, it's being defined by the state of the isa, is the isa lechala dekazach. By chametz, all these Rishonim who said that you're not over, even though it's a lechala dekachametz, learned that the lechala is totally the one who's being over. By Achilas Matzah, said the Nesivis, who's the Lecha of the Matzah being defined by? By the one who's eating it, not by the state of the Matzah. By Challah, everybody agrees that it's the state of the Isa. Is the Isa Lecha Dik Isa? That's what's Kaveh, whether it's called Tevel on it. Rashi was Mechadish, that Chometz is like Challah. Rashi, who came along and made a split between whether it's Yisrael or Goy, Rashi was Mechadish, that the Mir is not a Mir in the Gavra of the one who's being over, it's a Mir in the state of the Chametz. Now, if it's the state of the Chametz, so if you'll ask me, so why, I'm going to say very bluntly, a Nukshat, why am I over on Chametz Yisrael Acher? Because the Chametz is Lechot Dikra Chametz. You'll tell me whoever heard such a thing, it's Lechot Dikra Chametz. By Chal, I see that it's Lechot Dikra Chal, it's Lechot Dikra Yisa. So by Chametz, it's Lechot Dikra. That's the reason why you're over. The reason why you're over on Chametz of another Yid, it's because the reason why you're not over is because it has to be a lecha dika chametz, and it's lecha dika chametz. Now the machlekes of Rashi connected all the Rishonim is in the hakira that I said yesterday of why aren't you over on lecha? If the reason why you're over on lecha is because the gavra who's being over is not his, in which case it's going to be like matzah, whether it's a no-brainer, it's a din in his, because the matzah doesn't have dina mechal. Or is it a din in the chefza that it's the wrong type of chefza? And if you ask me, where do we find such a concept? We find it by Isav Chal. And that Yisoid, we used to answer two kashas. A, we answered the kasha of why is Matzah Gzul Apostle and Isa Gzul is Chayiv, because it's called Lecha. And the second kasha was, we answered the kasha of the Shagas Aaron Tosis. How could Tosis compare Chometz to Chala? By Chala doesn't have to be yours, and by Chometz it does. The answer is that by Chala also has to be yours. So it's a din of Lecha, it's a din in the Chafs, not a din in the Gavra.
Thank you.